demonstrate basic knowledge of Brodmann areas in terms of how these areas were defined and the most common functional attributes of these regions. This lecture introduces the Brodmann areas, a system of cortical classification that has become central to modern neuroscience. These areas are defined by differences in cellular architecture across the cerebral cortex, identified and mapped in the early 20th century. While Brodmann's original approach was anatomical, the functional significance of many of these areas has since been confirmed through physiological and neuroimaging studies. This section will first explain how Brodmann areas were defined based on cytoarchitecture. We will then examine specific areas that illustrate key functional domains. The primary somatosensory cortex, areas 1, 2, and 3. The primary motor cortex, area 4. The primary visual cortex, area 17. Wernicke's area, area 22. The supramarginal gyrus, area 40. And the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, area 46. The conclusion will synthesize the anatomical and functional implications of Brodmann's classification system. Definition of Brodmann areas. Brodmann areas were established through microscopic examination of the cerebral cortex, a method known as cytoarchitectonics. Using Nissl staining techniques, Corbini and Brodmann differentiated cortical regions based on the distribution, density, and types of neurons across the six cortical layers. He identified 52 distinct areas in the human brain, each showing unique cellular patterns. These areas are not arbitrarily numbered, but are rooted in distinct changes in histological structure, making them reproducible across individuals. While Brodmann's map was not initially intended to reflect function, subsequent research has shown that many of his anatomically defined regions align closely with functional regions such as sensory, motor, and association cortices. This correspondence between structure and function has made Brodmann's map a persistent tool in neuroanatomical and neurophysiological research. Despite its age, it continues to inform both clinical assessments and the design of neuroscience experiments. Functional attributes of Brodmann areas. Although the Brodmann areas were originally classified on anatomical grounds, many correspond to functionally significant cortical regions. Sensory processing areas, such as the primary somatosensory cortex, visual cortex, and auditory cortex, all correspond to distinct Brodmann areas with specialized roles. Motor control is similarly localized, with the primary motor cortex housed within a single well-defined area. Higher cognitive functions, such as language, working memory, and executive functioning, are distributed across several Brodmann areas within the temporal, parietal, and frontal lobes. Each area's functional role is shaped by its connectivity, neurotransmitter profile, and position within cortical hierarchies. Although not every Brodmann area has been assigned a clear function, many have well-established associations that support diagnosis and intervention in both research and clinical settings. The enduring utility of this system stems from its ability to bridge histological detail with functional neuroscience. Brodmann areas 1, 2, 3, primary somatosensory cortex. Brodmann areas 1, 2, and 3 are located in the postcentral gyrus of the parietal lobe and together constitute the primary somatosensory cortex. This region is responsible for processing tactile and proprioceptive input from the body. Area 3, especially 3B, is the primary recipient of thalamic input from the ventral posterior nucleus and is critical for the initial processing of somatic stimuli. Areas 1 and 2 receive input from Area 3 and integrate more complex features of tactile sensation, such as texture and size. These three areas are somatotopically organized, meaning that different cortical regions correspond to different body parts, forming a sensory homunculus. This somatotopic arrangement allows for highly localized deficits when lesions occur and for precise mapping in neuroimaging studies. Brodmann Area 4, primary motor cortex. Brodmann Area 4, situated in the precentral gyrus of the frontal lobe, corresponds to the primary motor cortex. This area is central to initiating voluntary movements and contains pyramidal neurons whose axons project directly to the spinal cord via the corticospinal tract. Like the somatosensory cortex, the primary motor cortex is somatotopically organized, a layout known as the motor homunculus. This organization enables precise control over fine motor actions, particularly in areas such as the hands and face, which occupy disproportionately large cortical territories. Neurons in this area exhibit directional tuning, meaning movements in specific spatial directions activate them. Lesions in Brodmann area 4 can result in motor weakness or paralysis on the contralateral side of the body, depending on the extent and location of the damage. Brodmann area 17, primary visual cortex. Located in the occipital lobe along the banks of the calcarine fissure, Brodmann area 17 corresponds to the primary visual cortex. This area is the first cortical region to receive visual input from the lateral geniculate nucleus of the thalamus. It features a high degree of retinotopic organization, meaning the spatial layout of the retina is preserved in the cortical representation. Neurons in area 17 are tuned to specific visual features, such as orientation, spatial frequency, and direction of motion. This cortical area is critical for the early stages of visual processing, including edge detection and contrast sensitivity. Although it is not directly involved in conscious visual perception, damage to area 17 results in scotomas or complete blindness in corresponding areas of the visual field. The structured input from the retina and precise topographical mapping make this one of the most well-understood sensory areas of the cortex. Brodmann area 22, superior temporal gyrus, part of Wernicke's area. Brodmann area 22 is located in the superior temporal gyrus and includes part of Wernicke's area in the dominant hemisphere, usually the left. This region is essential for the comprehension of both spoken and written language. It functions as part of the larger language network, interacting with the angular gyrus, supramarginal gyrus, and Broca's area through white matter tracts like the arcuate fasciculus. Lesions in area 22 can lead to Wernicke's aphasia, a condition marked by fluent but unintelligible speech and poor language comprehension. Unlike motor speech disorders, this form of aphasia involves deficits in semantic processing, revealing the critical role of Area 22 in interpreting linguistic content. This region is also generally activated during auditory processing, including music and environmental sounds, reflecting its multimodal integration capacity. Brodmann Area 40, supramarginal gyrus. Brodmann Area 40 is located in the inferior parietal lobule and corresponds to the supramarginal gyrus. This area involves phonological processing and is key in reading, spelling, and verbal working memory. It also contributes to perceiving body position in space and integrates somatosensory, visual, and auditory information. This multimodal integration makes it crucial for tasks requiring sensorimotor coordination, such as using tools or imitating gestures. In a language context, Area 40 assists in mapping phonemes to graphemes, a particularly important function during language acquisition and literacy development. Damage to this region can result in phonological dyslexia or ideomotor apraxia, depending on the extent and laterality of the lesion. Brodmann Area 46, dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. Brodmann Area 46 is part of the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex in the middle frontal gyrus. This region is central to executive functions such as working memory, cognitive flexibility, planning, and inhibitory control. It is one of the last brain areas to mature developmentally and is closely linked to the regulation of goal-directed behavior. Area 46 shows strong reciprocal connections with other prefrontal areas, the parietal cortex, and subcortical structures such as the basal ganglia and thalamus. It is active during tasks requiring manipulating information and memory, decision-making under uncertainty, and suppression of prepotent responses. Dysfunction in this area has been implicated in psychiatric conditions such as schizophrenia, depression, and attention deficit disorders, underscoring its role in adaptive cognition and behavioral regulation. Conclusion. Classifying the cerebral cortex into Brodmann areas based on cytoarchitectonic features remains a foundational element in neuroscience. These areas provide a framework for linking structural anatomy to functional outcomes, as seen in the sensory, motor, and cognitive domains. The examples discussed in this lecture, from the primary somatosensory and motor cortices to the visual cortex and regions supporting language and executive function, highlight the specificity and utility of Brodmann's original map. Understanding these regions facilitates more precise research, better clinical diagnosis, and more targeted therapeutic interventions. While modern neuroimaging and molecular techniques have refined our knowledge of cortical function, the Brodmann areas continue to serve as a vital reference system in clinical and academic contexts. Their enduring relevance underscores the importance of integrating anatomical, functional, and clinical knowledge in the study of the brain.